Welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast.
Episode 85, coming at you in stereo vision?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joining us in the
house Shark Tank
today are Dave and Cassie. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I know you're supposed to say hello. Oh,
what?
Youngins.
Hello, guys.
Dave is exactly. My brother. Cassie's his girlfriend. I live here.
I think I'm messing stuff up.
Oh my god.
Sorry,
apparently
John.
I don't even exist. Hi, guys.
I was waiting for you to introduce your damn self.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
You're a strong, independent man.
Yeah. I don't need no introduction.
Just random voice. Like, who the fuck is that guy? So, first topic here.
Or just jumping
well,
right in?
Well, I did want to... Do you have any more intro to add, James? Is there something you'd like to say in front of the class?
Bite the pillow, we're going in dry.
Sharks typically live 20 to 30 years.
Interestingly. So
that's what I wanted to say.
John,
first topic?
You're 29. James, you're 20.
I'm 20.
He's 28.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought you were way younger.
Did you say his sharks lived to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we are the Dapper Shark Podcast. Hence the shark fact that we're going to try and do every week, but I get the feeling.
We've been doing it this whole time. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. 85 episodes of shark facts, guys. Every freaking episode.
That's a lot of sharks.
Never missed it once.
We missed it 84 episodes.
And we said we were going to do it several times and then never did.
Hey, there were a lot of things. We say a lot of things.
Hey, that's true.
New Year's resolution here. We're going to start every episode with a shark fact.
I resolve to make a resolution every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. You stole that from me, fucker!
Yeah.
1920 by 1080.
Good one.
I don't understand.
Good resolution. Oh.
That took you a second.
Good old 1080p.
So, which topic would you like to kick it off with, Darren?
Yeah.
Sorry, Spectre.
Hit me with a random one.
Spectre?
Spectre.
Already? What? So, okay.
I'm gonna kick it off with a good one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Microsoft has decided that they're going to play the blame game with AMD and blame the Spectre and, what's the other one called?
Meltdown
exploits on AMD and their lack of documentation, which...
Maybe.
Well, it's not
blaming them on it. The Meltdown isn't applicable to AMD, but Spectre is.
Right, but the updates... Sorry, the blue screen is caused by updates.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
They didn't want to push the update, but to be fair, it is on older CPUs. Like, not specifically Ryzen. I don't think that it ever mentioned which ones it was. But that means they're delaying it for all AMD systems, which is kind of crappy.
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, they've been saying that it's AMD's fault, but based on my experience, it doesn't matter what system you've had, they've caused a blue screen for everyone.
Hey!
Right, James, who works in the tech industry?
Dude, that was actually really weird. I mean, well, my work PC is Intel-based, so I don't think it had anything to do with the update. But randomly, I was at work the other day, and I was trying to apply an ISO to a thumb drive using a program called Rufus that I've used for years and not had a problem with. And so then I go to, as soon as I hit the button to apply the image to the thumb drive, my PC all of a sudden just blue screens. I'm like, oh, great. Also, side note, what the fuck is with that QR code? How ridiculous is that? You have the ability to give someone instant access to the actual error code or what is actually happening, but all the QR code is like, hey, this is what a blue screen is. Your computer had a problem and decided to have an aneurysm. That's like all.
That's all it
has
says.
No specifics to it. It
just the same QR code?
You actually have to take a picture of the entire screen to look up the error code that you had. And if you try and take a picture of the QR code to scan it, it'll just take you to a general help section. It doesn't actually change. It's the same QR code every crash.
It's crazy that it does that, and I've been complaining about it for fucking years!
And then, of course, I reboot my PC, because, you know, blue screen, whatever. And all my quick links in my File Explorer are gone. My setting, or my cache for Mozilla Firefox was wiped. And just, like, some weird shit has been happening, like, that has never happened before, with a crash or a blue screen or anything like that, because usually it's just blue screen and, I'll figure out what the problem is. This time it was just like...
The problem is you had to say the phrase, usually the blue screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Is that what happened to my motherboard? It's not.
That is looking more and more like manufacturer error.
Here's hoping.
Long coming manufacturer error, but...
How's that doing?
It's not. It's not.
After a
bench test, you have plugged into that port.
What port?
The port that fried.
We don't know which one it is.
Okay.
How come?
We know it's on the motherboard because of our testing and because of a benchmark test. We don't know which port it is because we can't actually look at it because we will void the warranty.
We already tried. Them screws are in. Roll tight.
Well, there's like a shroud over the entire IO block, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, send it in.
Because fuck servicing your own part, right?
Yeah, no, right? Well, at least, you know, maybe they'll fix it for you.
If they replace it, no harm, no foul.
If you really wanted to, warranties are actually applicable even if you modify your own product. It's just thousands and thousands of dollars of legal fees to actually make the company agree to the fact that it's good for you to modify your own product. Because they put that warranty claim in there to say, oh, we're just going to void your product. Even though it's illegal to do so, you don't have any power to do so unless you class action or spend hundreds to millions of dollars just to sue us. And in that case, we'll settle because you're just one person. We don't care.
And also the loser has to pay court fees. So
there you go.
At any rate, though, Microsoft is pointing the blame at AMD for something that frankly seems like it's not their fault.
Well, I honestly think it's just a compatibility issue. Like, this whole big freakout happened with Intel processors, and so then they created these patches for Intel processors, and so I don't think that they did any QA. Alright. And I don't think they really did a whole lot of QA on AMD, and so they're just like, oh, whatever, we'll go ahead and send this patch out. And then all of a sudden it's just bricking AMD builds with these older AMD processors. And so then, of course, the news headline says that it's AMD's fault when it's Intel or it's Microsoft's fucking patch that they did not even remotely QA for AMD.
And it's ultimately Intel's fault for making the fucking thing exploitable to begin with.
I mean, fault is...
The CEO knew about this weeks before it broke and sold, like, 200,000 shares.
I think he sold...
Which is highly unethical.
It was in November, but he announced it before... So it's the timing is strange, but I don't think it's the
strange suspect.
It's suspect. Just but there's before no the sound, event. There's no signs of foul play yet because he had to have scheduled
selling
those in
his
a,
shares
in
is a sign.
They can't prove it. No, you're right.
No, there's no proof. So I'm not, I wouldn't go out on a limb and say that it's
I'm so gonna go ahead and say that it quacks like a duck and it sure as shit looks like one too. But you're right, we can't prove it's a duck until we see a better image.
And maybe it's made out of wood. And maybe maybe it floats. And maybe it's a witch.
I
think
that's also important. Shit! I didn't consider the witch option.
So I just think that that's kind of funny that that is the tone. Yeah, I'm just jumping right back into it. That's the tone that publicity had. Because normally you would think that, you know, if, say, a game were to come out and then they all of a sudden came out with a release that just bricks. Like, let's say Pokemon Go, you know, since they're kind of in the news with the. Ditching older iPhones. What if instead of
Apple's ditching older iPhones?
Well, that's
but anyway.
But you
everybody
know,
should ditch older iPhones. But
everyone should ditch iPhones. But if, what if they just go. Came out with a revision of their game that was literally bricking phones? Would they say? Would the news headline say that? Oh my God, Apple! Why the fuck did you make your old phones like this? Or would they say, "What the fuck, Niantic? Why is your game bricking phones?" Like I find it kind of funny that they went with the former. In this case, because they're saying it's Intel's fault or it's AMD's fault.
It was
with
the
their
software.
Old processors that have been out for years, that their new fucking patch decide to brick them. But it's not Microsoft's fault, oh fucker no.
See, you're absolutely right there. It's like, it's common sense to be like, it was a software patch that, you know, caused the problem, but we're blaming the hardware?
Plus, anybody who's been dicked over by Microsoft is instantly going to go right to it's Microsoft's fault, and then discover it's indeed Microsoft's fault, and it's just going to fuel more of this, hopefully, with any luck. It's going to finally make Microsoft, don't shake your head like that, it might make them see. Maybe, John, don't shake your head like that!
They have a majority. They've even got businesses by the balls. Yeah. They're not going to do anything. They're going to make it work, and that's it. They're going to keep doing all their scummy business practices. They're going to fix it only after there's an extreme outrage.
This
that's
could be
it.
An
that's
extreme outrage.
Do.
If more people understood technically what this means, technically like technology, not technically like technically, if more people understood what this means, I feel like there would be a huge outcry. It's just there's so many stupid people.
Yeah, but look at all the Luddites in our life. Just tons of them everywhere. All they know is the computer doesn't work. Hey, a news story said it's their fault. It's their fault!
The computer doesn't work.
The frogs game.
So,
So basically, Microsoft fucked up, but AMD's fucking taking the fall for it. And be like, damn you, AMD, for making this processor years ago that isn't compatible with the fucking patch that Microsoft came out with.
Just like, recently?
Yeah, so. I just thought that that's... Honestly, I think that that's more akin to, like, Intel has been getting their fucking shit kicked in by AMD since Ryzen came out, and they're... And, of course, with these vulnerabilities that have been coming out, and specifically this one, because it's Intel-based, they're looking for some way to take their competition down a peg. That's the conspiracy theorist in me talking, but...
Like, yeah, turn the frogs gay!
I honestly have to say I probably agree with that. It's a lot easier for them to have to just develop for one particular hardware set rather than two. Or, you know, several.
But I mean, I do kind of understand from a QA standpoint that they can't cover all avenues. And I kind of... If this happened and...
Well, own the mistake!
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing that I have a problem with, is the fact that there, people are saying that, oh, it's fucking AMD's fault for their legacy hardware. That, what? It'd be, if they were just like, hey, this whole patch that came out was kind of a critical thing, because I know it has actually been at work, like, because all of our systems that are out in the field are Intel-based. And so the second this came out, one of our high-end our engineers emailed the entire company, including the CEO, basically like, hey, this is in the news. Or it was, like, right before it was, like, actually about to blow up. And he was like, hey, this is going to fucking blow up. So this is going to be a thing that our customer is going to ask about. And so what have we been doing up in engineering? Well, we've been adding this patch to all of our fucking systems and our disk images. And,
oh, no.
Like, it's created a fucking... It's been crazy. But... So I can imagine it's even more crazy at a place like Microsoft, where they have to come up with this patch to fix this vulnerability and then apply it to millions of PCs across the United States. So I can understand that there would be problems because they were rushed to get this out the door, but the fact that they're trying to use fucking AMD as their fucking fall boy is...
I mean, if they didn't fuck up to begin with, they wouldn't have to do this.
So. I'm just glad I remembered to disable the automatic updates on my computer before the new patch. Because, you know, every time they patch, for some reason they re-enable automatic updates every single fucking time. And sometimes without a patch.
You know what's even awesome? We've been starting to do Windows 10 on some of our images.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. And it's like, so part of our customer's criteria is that things like Windows Time Sync and Windows updates have to be disabled. Well, guess what happens? Randomly, for some reason, even though when we create the image it's disabled, you have a unit running for a couple days. And sometimes, very rarely, it just enables itself. Like, yep. It's like, hey, guess what? You're getting Windows updates again. It's like, are you fucking
Don't worry.
Kidding?
Don't worry. It'll become more and more frequent. It's not going to be a sometimes food for long.
Luckily, we are coming up with a workaround. So basically, we're going to be able to leave
that
it.
That doesn't sound like you're utilizing Windows properly.
Touch your face.
Something that works seamlessly shouldn't need a workaround.
I mean, true.
Well, most of the stuff that you have to work with in a lot of IT is based on legacy software.
Well,
so you have to like you have to work with certain restrictions. I mean, I get that.
Just a few.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
Avista Utilities still uses Windows Vista because they have 16-bit software.
Also, because the name Avista. Vista.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Fucking wow.
That's what I was using Vista. I used Vista for a long time.
That's why the NSA still use Windows XP, and they asked for extended XP support.
And they're only
literally the NSA uses Windows XP to this day because a lot of their hardware still supports it, and a lot of their software still requires it. It's pretty sad.
It's kind of sad that they're not, you know, in. Like, I understand that you have to be behind a little bit, but XP? Come on. Even I have a operating system that I would have preferred since then.
ME.
I think...
Yeah!
I think my mom has a laptop that runs ME right now,
yeah.
And it has one of those little, like, trackball things in the middle, the little red things that...
Yes.
I like track
pretty great. It's not... It's a track...
Tracking nipple.
It's like, yeah, it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a track nub. I like that. That's...
Gross.
Yeah. If it was a ball, it would be a lot nipple. Easier to work.
Can we move on?
It's like a really erect...
And it's really fun to just rub the nipple sometimes.
It's like a nipple if it's just like really cold outside. You're just like, alright, forward.
It should. It should stick out more. That would be it. Like, if your cooling is functioning properly.
It's like the thing on the turkey.
Yeah, turkey is done.
Ah, the computer's warm.
I mean, you're overheating.
It means it's booted, James.
That means you need to get the turkey baster and squirt liquid over it. Liquid cool it, right?
So there we go. That's
you just
how it
put
works.
Turkey broth?
over the turkey. All over the top. Computer broth. So
speaking of turkeys,
it's called mineral oil.
Jeff Sessions. Am I right? Am I right?
Wow, that was a nice segue.
Professional turtle, sometimes politician Jeff Sessions decided that it'd be great to repeal the, I wanted to say one, but it's like three separate laws that Obama put in place that allowed states to have rights to whether they wanted to sell marijuana or not.
But, you know, he's all for states' rights.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Didn't you know, John?
Okay. Man, the civil rights movement. Okay, look. This is the argument. Civil War was fought for states' rights. It's like, oh, hey, this is affecting states' rights. Don't you guys care? No! Oh. Then you're either liars or hypocrites or both.
One of Trump's main selling points was, I'm gonna fight for your state rights. No, I'm gonna fight for the fucking Bible Belt's rights and opinions.
So how is this impacting the pot industry in Colorado and Washington?
How is it impacting the industry in Colorado and Washington?
It just means that the DEA will be able to arrest people more easily.
Yeah.
Not hopefully.
It all depends. That's really the shitty thing about it, is that it's kind of up in the air right now. It's all really... It gives them the power to just knock down the door of any, you know... weed seller in Washington or a state where it's legal, and just arrest everyone on the spot. And it's, but it, if they want to,
weren't we kind of in that gray area before though? When it was first getting legalized,
it was less gray because states' rights came first. But technically, yes, Fed could have come into state and been like, "Oh, possession, just because of the classification of the drug itself."
10 years in jail if you're not white.
Before it made it harder. Now. Because there were actually laws that were in the way. Now it's just at their discretion. Like, if they felt like it, they could do it. Which kind of just basically gives them more power to be like, oh, well, I guess I just want to fuck you over today.
And the logic there is, okay, it's based on ignorance. It's based on this idea that pot is this terrible drug and that it will ruin a person. As opposed to, you know, having any medical benefits whatsoever. In fact, the designation that it has right now is it's designated up there with heroin, as to where it doesn't have any medical use whatsoever. Even heroin actually has a medical use.
I mean, but you don't want to be going out.
No, you don't want to take heroin. But to compare heroin and pot is like saying that Comet and, I don't know, what's a generic, water. Water are the same thing.
Comet, like a Earth-ending comet, or Comet the...
I know, heroin is just awesome.
Drink it down. Flows from your tap. If you want to uphold any fucking prohibition era laws and regulations and culture changing events, I mean, we could just dial it back. We could dial it back to fucking.
Well, look at fucking prohibition. What kind of asshole, idiot. Ignoramus, they said this is a good idea. Oh, you made it legal and then delegalized it again? What do you think is gonna happen? The same shit has
just
been happening.
They should have. I think what they didn't understand when they were first, re-illegalizing it, if that makes sense. Alcohol is, I would argue, even worse. And they didn't have all of the data that we do now. They didn't have any of the research that we do now on marijuana and its use and its merits, even. I feel like they should have done tests to see what happens when you're smoking weed.
But you can't.
Versus what happens when you're drinking. You can now.
And no, you can't.
Wait, you still can't study it?
You still cannot.
Okay, but if I wanted to study it and document my experience, and then some PhD wanted to write a peer-reviewed paper based on my experience.
You'd have to do it in a government facility, or you'd have to do it outside of the country.
Actually, here's a question. Do you think that, I mean, if you were had the choice between making marijuana illegal or making alcohol illegal, would it be a difficult choice if there was a Budweiser of weed?
There is.
Well, like...
It's called Shake.
Well, no, I mean, like...
It's everything you scrape off the bottom of the jar, and no, then I mean, you have Budweiser.
What I'm thinking of is, like, there are no big... Because it's, you know, illegal in one state, legal in another state, that sort of thing, there is no giant money-back conglomerate.
There is no big weed.
Yeah, there is no big weed. And so they can do whatever the fuck they want with whether weed is legal or illegal because there is no money behind it and there's no power behind it.
And they don't have any...
like political influence?
No, or no political influence, no lobbyists.
Yes, there's no one lobbying
No huge... I mean, there are weed lobbyists, but there aren't any huge, like, you know, there's no BP, you know.
So, to define what he's accusing pot of being, I've looked up the definition, it's called a Schedule 1 drug. This constitutes drugs that the drug or other substance has a high potential for abuse, the drug or substance has no currently acceptable medical treatment in the U.S., there's a lack of accepted safety for use of drug or substance under medical supervision.
So just completely ignore all the empirical studies that prove that it has medical...
including the ones outside of our country that have not inconclusively, in fact the exact opposite, conclusively.
They have a conclusion, therefore conclusively.
Yeah, exactly. Decided that weed is good for you.
But if America didn't decide that, then it's not valid.
Yep. Well, that's exactly.
That's not how it works.
And so it remains a Schedule 1 drug, which is fucking ridiculous. And because it's a Schedule 1 drug, you can't actually do a medical test legally.
What other things fall into Schedule 1?
I'm glad you asked.
Heroin,
LSD, Mary Jane, mescaline, MDMA, which I guess is... Mescaline? Peyote?
Oh.
MDMA, which is ecstasy. I have never even heard of GHB.
I've heard of GHB.
I've heard of it.
Grievous bodily harm? Grievous harm bodily?
Grievous? I remember him.
He harmed Qui-Gon bodily.
Cathinum? Bath salts.
The break.
So all the fun ones.
There's just a couple on here I've never even heard, and one of them I'm afraid to try to pronounce. Psilocybin?
Ketamine?
Psilocybin. Yeah.
Quaalude.
What blows my mind
is you know the part in Rocky Horror when they say, take a Quaalude, bitch? That's Quaalude.
Oh, what is...
What was that, Cassie?
What blows my mind is that apparently there is an alcohol that causes you to hallucinate that is sold in grocery stores.
Tequila.
No, it starts with a K.
Absinthe?
It starts with a K.
Hallucinogenic? Come here, Google.
But that's obviously way worse than pot.
Tequila with a K. Oh, that's like crab with a K. Ooh. Tequila with a K.
It's made from whitefish.
Well, that would be the same as them selling absinthe, though, too, Cassie.
Well, it all depends.
Sorry, I know that they don't make it with wormwood anymore.
That is what it was.
Oh, is absinthe?
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
No, it's okay. Well, and we were actually talking about this with Broughton, that they found wormwood on their property. Okay. Well, it's gone now.
Yeah, that's true. They did remove it. So
you can bleep out his name.
What is wormwood?
It's what they make absinthe with that makes it hallucinogenic.
What is absinthe?
You know in Moulin Rouge...
Why does it matter?
You know,
I've never seen that.
Never mind then.
I've seen it.
For those of you who don't know what absinthe is a really potent alcohol that is mixed with a hallucinogenic drug formed from distilling wormwood.
Was formed. Now it's from something else.
Well, you can use other things too, but it tastes worse.
Well, that's why they don't have it. You can get it. It's another one of those that you can get it in other countries.
And it tastes like black licorice. It's a piece of shit.
You can get it here, too. Actually, were you there at that band's thing?
It's because it has anise in it, and anise tastes like anise.
Yes, that's true.
It's literally anise.
Anise tastes like anise.
That's why we had this Christmas cookie that we used to make, and it was, like, I think it was Pernicke. That used anise, and we stopped making it with anise because it tastes like dick.
Well, dick in anise, but you know.
It's really, yeah. It tastes like black licorice. Well,
it's literally
for those
ass.
Of you listeners who like black licorice, I feel you.
No.
But do you like black licorice?
I do. I like Jaeger bombs, too.
You could die in a fire.
He likes the dark candy. Speaking of hallucinogens, there's a fish called Sarpa-Salpa.
What the
that's
hell
a sea bream, and it's actually hallucinogenic.
Poison?
Tasty fish.
It's found in the Mediterranean and sprain.
Spring?
Yep.
Oh, I
well,
sprained my
I
ankle.
I sprained my Portugal. So okay.
Let's get back on track here.
Montezuma?
Montezuma?
Portugal
Montezuma's
guy.
Montezuma's revenge?
The Portugal guy that went to South America.
South America?
Well, there was...
Wasn't that Columbus?
There was Columbus, but there was the Portugal guy.
Oh my god.
Some shithole?
He went to some shithole? So, in recent news, you want to hear about our president...
Speaking of breaks...
We're gonna have our... Not yet.
We'll talk about that on the next portion of the podcast, but... Oh boy! Am I excited.
Oh boy. Well, let's talk about something a little lighter in the meantime. This week, I found out what I think is actually real. Tell me if it's fake. Final Fantasy Ramen? Like, I don't know if it's actually real. I definitely saw a picture of it. But it... Like, okay, Final Fantasy Ramen, though. Hang on, I'm gonna see if it's actually real.
Is it flavored like the character?
This one's Black Mage.
Ew.
Ew. Yes,
Black mages matter, John.
Wow, that's where we're going on this podcast. To hell. Alright, guys. So, aside from ramen, Final Fantasy's got some more news for James. Specifically for you.
Specifically for me? Wait, this is the 12th thing?
Dragon Age Origins is being re-released for PC. I mean, Final Fantasy 12.
It exists.
Final Fantasy XII Zodiac Age is coming out in a couple weeks, actually.
It exists.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway.
It does
exist. So congrats.
I'm actually kind of excited, although really sad, because as anybody who listened to the last episode that I was in knows, I have been playing Final Fantasy XIV. And
nothing's changed in two episodes. Two? Well, three?
Three. Two. One.
Zero.
I also bought the Final Fantasy X remake, and I haven't beaten that either. I'm on fucking Seymour Flux. Fuck.
Reflect. Reflect.
I'll reflect and then fight that battle again, because fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Just reflect on your situation.
But, Final Fantasy XII Zodiac Age, which I think if you've been listening to this podcast for a very long time, you'll remember when I was talking about when I finally beat that asshole Yasmet. And, it was a glorious battle.
16 hours.
It was...
On one boss.
It was huge.
Consecutive. Except for there's a break where you pause to go to school.
Yeah, that was awesome. I wonder how that would work out in now.
It won't
at all.
But you're also smarter now, so maybe you'll beat him better.
Yeah. Because there were people that actually beat him, like, in a decent amount of time, but that was just me being like, oh, this is me, after beating the main storyline. Hey, look, here's this boss, I'm gonna fight him. And then it's just, like, hours and hours and hours of just, like, HP-soaking craziness. And
he heals gradually over time as you run away to save.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Anyway, so remastered, basically, Final Fantasy XII is coming to PC in a couple short weeks. They have some new...
Or for James, a couple of long, grueling weeks.
I'm still waiting for them to actually fucking release... have a release date for Final Fantasy XV. They said early 2018. It's 2018. It's early. Fucking give me a release date, at least. Or at least a fucking price on Steam so I can know... how much money I'm going to have to fork out to play this fucking game, because I've been waiting for over a year now. Thank you.
Monster Hunter got deleted too, so that's fun.
That is sad.
Yeah,
that's sad, John.
It's AMD's fault.
I'm just waiting for the Kingdom Hearts 3.
That's probably it. They're like, we were going to come out with the game, but then the game didn't work for AMD. It bricked their systems. So we're going to have to... It's all their fault. Fucking AMD, damn it.
Kingdom Hearts 3, PS4 release only. AMD's fault.
Because we didn't want to develop AMD
for AMD. Did Half-Life 3.
Alright, guys. We'll get back to you after the break, and we'll be coming to you from less of a shithole.
Fuck you, John.
Alright, see you guys.
You do not know the way.
Technically? And we're back.
Hey, you know what would be cool? If they had little, like, broth, like, packages, like those plastic milk pouches at school.
That would be so good for people who are sick.
Milk boxes?
because it feels so good.
No, they like the bag.
They have those with soup. That's a thing. Probably in Japan.
What do you mean, probably?
Because they have everything in Japan.
They have those.
They have used panty dispensers in Japan and used stocking dispensers.
You can buy so much shit in vending machines in Japan.
Vending machines, yes.
Let's go to Japan.
You can buy a car.
Bro, it's like a pervert's paradise.
There was somewhere that you could buy a car from a vending machine.
They used to... Grandpa, that's what Grandpa's job used to be.
Hmm.
He literally was a mechanic on the world's biggest vending machine. Because how it worked was the auto repair place would... Was it Grandpa Bob or was it somebody else?
There's a lot of quarters, that's all I know.
The quarters were huge, man. Because they were full auto parts. He worked on a... It was an assembly line for Ford. But instead of the line coming down, it was like a big old vending machine. And the whole facility was dark. And basically there was like a light sensor, a sensor and a light. And whenever the part would cross it, it would mark that part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would go on this big, like, vending machine arm and it would bring it down to the line whenever they needed it.
Oh,
and
so
he
the,
was the mechanic on that.
The thing moved, but the part stayed in place?
The part stayed in place. There was just... It was like the doors in Monsters, Inc. It literally
That's
is. There's
awesome.
A big facility where there's just different doors, except they're car parts. And they're just hanging on these racks. And then, like, the big arm comes up and crosses the beam so that it says, like, oh, I want this part. And then it's, you know, it's across the streams. Thank you very much.
Everything follows the beam, John.
In the shadows to the left.
Everything you own in a box to the left?
Anyway, guys, welcome back to this shithole.
We're still here.
Shithole.
I made the joke again, guys. It's getting funnier each time.
Yeah, every time. Like, I laugh more.
So who wants to start this one?
Which one is it?
John.
The shithole news. About some shithole opening a shithole about shitholes.
EA?
No.
I got it right.
A completely different shithole.
I mean, you're not
no,
wrong,
I mean,
but...
that's also a shithole, but, you know. Or is it the Blizzard shithole?
Neither.
He's a shithole, she's a shithole. Donald Trump called... he literally said... Well, okay. He said something to the effect of, why do... In reference to immigrants, why do they keep sending people from these shitholes? Or why do we keep...
Wow.
That is fucking...
I'd
like
that
to give
on
a special shout out to the asshole just drove by with his music too loud. That's fucking sweet.
Why do we keep getting people from these shitholes? Why can't we get them from Norway? Some bullshit like that.
Why can't we get them from more white countries? Like, exclusively white countries, like Norway. I know that's subtext, because he did not explicitly say that.
But he explicitly said that. No, he didn't explicitly.
He didn't explicitly say that.
He said it, though.
I read a statistic.
Me too.
That said there was only 86 people that immigrated each year.
I think it was more like 1,000.
No, it was like in the triple digits.
That was your grandfather that posted that.
Which
what?
Grandfather? Oh, the 1,000 thing? Yeah, maybe you're right.
Did he actually post that? Because I never go on Facebook anyways.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know. I just love that my grandfather started pretty darn conservative, and he's slowly come around to being a normal human.
So this was in reference to discussing the fate of the Dreamers. And their parents. For those of you who forgot or didn't listen to the show back when, Dreamers are those who came to the country, they came to their country as children who were basically not able to make the decision on their own, of parents who were illegal immigrants.
And Dreamers
and have
can
been
be...
working and registered since.
Mm-hmm.
And Dreamers can be?
Oh, they can just, there are a number of ages. They're a pretty wide age range now. Because it's been a while.
A lot of them work in our STEM fields, in our military.
And to be able to work, you have to get a work visa or work license, basically. And you have to renew it every 2 years. And you can't have any offenses. The second that you are convicted of a crime...
You get deported.
Yeah.
To a country you've never been to.
Mm-hmm. To a culture you've never experienced. You might have visited...
So, in other words, people that are better than the average American.
Yeah. What gets me is, can they ever leave the country? Because if they do, they can't come back.
Unless they get citizenship.
Which, I mean, is already hard enough anyway, yeah. And they're aptly named, because they dream to be fucking citizens. You shouldn't have to be. If you're in the country, really, if you want to be in the country, I think the test should be a lot easier.
You pay taxes, but you don't have rights.
Because the average person can't pass the citizenship test.
Average American.
The last one. I mean, if you consider the whole country, well, not the average person.
Yeah.
So, guys, anyway, the idea here is that in reference to this talk, President Trump decided to call various African countries shitholes, saying, why do we want people from these shitholes? Now, I don't know about you, but that seems an awful lot like insulting the people that come from there, right?
As well as normalizing words like shithole.
The very least. Saying shithole is fine.
Well, because
not if you're the president, I'm
referencing
sorry.
Referencing a place as a shithole is fine.
Because America is great again, that's why.
Yeah. America's a shithole!
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, the argument here is like, well, he's just telling it like it is. It's like, that...
That isn't how it is!
Just because, even if he was telling it like it is, there has to be some kind of candor for a president. And that doesn't show charisma,
exactly.
And it doesn't show any sort of logical thinking.
He's not charismatic. I don't know how he's gotten this far. He's not charismatic. He's not even good at... He's rich, is what it comes down to.
He's a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's impulsive. He's unintelligent. He's unintelligible. He often loses train of thought. It just runs away without him.
He references Call of Duty in official international speeches.
Oh yes, my god, the fucking jets! Oh, yeah. Jesus!
So he says while talking to Norway, speaking of Norway and Trump, he was with the Prime Minister of Norway, and says that he's shipping F-52s to Norway. The F-52 is not a real plane. It is from Call of Duty Modern War or Advanced Warfare.
Really?
It is not a real plane.
Guys.
So,
some nerd on his team.
Just last week, actually, somebody asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his press secretary, if the president played Call of Duty. She didn't answer.
Guys.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the love child of Mike Huckabee and Bernie Sanders, interestingly.
What we're trying to tell you here is the guy is not exactly in a place where he should be saying these things, let alone should he be capable of saying these things.
Let alone, I cannot believe somebody, leader of the free world, right, thinks it's okay to use the word shithole.
We don't want anyone.
He's just telling it how it is.
Oh.
They're shitholes. They should know that they're shitholes. Fuck them.
Just a second. Looks like you had to burp.
I didn't have anything.
Do you need to burp or take a shit, maybe?
He's weak! I'm leaving it in. No. Alright, so...
here we go.
The thing that he was trying to say, and he did it so very eloquently for a president of the fucking free nation, he was trying to say that we need to take in people who are going to add to our country. This is me, like, playing devil's advocate. I don't agree with what I'm saying right now.
You shouldn't have to play devil's advocate for a person.
Someone fucking has to.
No, nobody has to. Literally nobody has to. Nobody has to play devil's advocate at all.
For the purpose of this argument to work.
The person... Okay, okay, go ahead.
Canada does it right. Canada's immigration is much different than ours. You don't just get a work visa. You, as the employer, if the employer wants to hire somebody who is foreign, they have to provide some tangible benefit over a domestic worker in order to have a work visa.
Right. And then after
3 years, they can become an actual Canadian citizen, and they can work there without their work visa.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem there.
So,
but calling them shitholes because because you think that your domestic workers are better, and you don't want to have to hire these people from shitholes, so-called...
That's what I was getting around to, is he's saying that he wants to take people that have more accreditation or more talent from these other countries that are not quote-unquote shitholes, like Norway, which is what he was talking about. Now, I wanted to point out that there were a couple of governors and senators that were very offended because they are of Haitian descent, and I don't know if our president, a politician now, notice, but politicians pretty fucking high up in government, that seems like a pretty lofty achievement for someone from a shithole.
Hey, maybe this is what he's thinking. So instead of, you know, taking good people from these shitholes, maybe we should leave the good people in the shitholes so they can make them better.
What a humanitarian!
See?
He's just a guy!
He's looking out for the planet.
You got this whole thing wrong!
He's literally a god. Like, he just knows what's up, bro.
Yeah, man.
Does anybody else notice he's less orange now?
Like, no, he's been getting
it's
in
winter, bro. He can't get his tan.
I was gonna say he's been getting so much sun because he's fucking leaving the White House. He can play golf in Trump Tower. There's no golf course in the White House.
There's a green
room.
He's
gonna put one.
There literally was a golf course in Trump Tower, by the way.
I'm not surprised. Do you think the White House has a pool?
No.
If I ever want to.
Have you called the Washington Monument a pool?
Can't go swimming in that. I mean, Forrest
Gump. No, it's
Gump
literally,
but...
it's literally too, it's not that deep.
No.
It isn't.
I saw Forrest Gump run through it.
Was that the real one, or was that the one the Illuminati made? If I ever want
to
get arrested, though, I'm going to streak across the White House lawn because I can.
I have these
that way, I'll basically have my entire life paid for. Because I'll just go to prison and have it paid for. Unless they put me in Guantanamo and waterboard me. If you didn't know what that was, it sounds really cool, though.
That's the truth. Honestly, like, I didn't know.
Bro, you want to go waterboarding down at Guantanamo?
Whoa.
Was this the CIA? Get out of here.
Didn't know what waterboarding was until Archer. And I still don't quite understand how it can make you feel like you're drowning, but people really say that it fucks you up.
Have you ever gotten hair in your face in the shower, and then it goes down across your face, and you literally, like, vomit on the floor? That's what it's like.
No.
So, I've done that.
Let's do it on the podcast. We'll just waterboard Emily and just be like, here we go.
Hey, Emily, do you want to find out what waterboarding is?
For those of you who want to understand the experience, please don't do this. You will torture yourself. But take a wet washcloth and just put it over your mouth.
Your face, isn't it?
Like, well, put it out from your nose down to your chin, at the very least, and run it underwater, and then try to breathe, and you'll understand.
Yeah, because
but also don't do
water.
That because that's really fucking stupid.
Well, because
you know, while you're at it, why don't you eat Tide Pods?
Well, the thing is, like, if you think about the physics of that, it's the exact same thing as literally being underwater drowning, because the rag is just gonna go as it goes to your face.
Yeah,
it's just gonna stick.
And that's what waterboarding is. It's simulated drowning.
There was a guy,
but it is drowning.
I mean, yes, you could actually die from it if they do it wrong, but still,
there was a guy who smoked a Tide Pod.
Yeah,
I saw that fucking today.
Yep. Tried this. He smoked something else too, and then he fucking drank the bong water, and I almost threw up.
I saw a really cool bong today. It was RGB, and it had a fidget spinner on the thing. So when you sucked in, it had a laser thing that went through the middle, and then you spun up the fidget spinner, and that was where the
strobes.
What's the plug, I think, where you put the weed?
The stem?
The stem. So the stem was a fidget spinner.
I just picture that it's going to go, whoo!
Well, there was also that vine where the kid's like, yeah, I know how to do it myself, and he blows on the bong, and he goes, just shoots out. Yes, I can do it by myself this time.
So anyway, guys,
fidget spinner bongs, bro.
So shitholes, right?
Regardless, this is not something that a president should be saying. This is not a thought that he should have, considering other countries. This is not how you talk about other people.
Hey, it's just he's telling it how it is.
He's now getting... Fuck you.
I could understand his own personal thoughts. Like, keeping the thoughts to yourself, though, is the key.
Or keeping it behind closed doors.
Yes.
I mean, I don't understand his personal thoughts... But
I think
understand
he understands
that
his personal thoughts.
I agree with that.
But what were you saying, John? I'm sorry.
We now have foreign dignitaries that are like, you called our country a shithole and you expect us to keep tolerating you? No. Pretty soon, our entire world...
In before we get kicked out of the UN.
I really certainly hope not.
He's trying to get us kicked out of the UN.
in before South Korea gets on the, or North Korea gets on the UN.
Look, here's what happened between North Korea and South Korea. They saw, oh shit, Trump's trying to intervene with us. We gotta fix shit now before he makes it worse.
I couldn't think of the permanent member board. It's the Security Council.
Oh, yeah.
In before we're off of the Security Council and North Korea's in. Then they have Russia, China, and North Korea on the Security Council.
Oh boy,
and
that'll be fun. China. You guys remember when he used to say China as a buzzword to get people to vote for him?
He didn't say China, he said China.
One of my coworkers was in Mexico the other day, and they were complaining about having to work, so I said, go back to Mexico.
You work in Mexico?
And I said it like Trump did, go back to Mexico.
I want to go back to.
No, nobody should have to...
Trevor Noah was quite pissed, because guess where he's from?
South Africa?
Yeah.
No, sorry, shithole.
Or is he from
from
Zimbabwe?
South shithole.
It's not gay if it's in Zimbabwe.
And then it's just Zimbabwe.
That's the Zimbabwe.
It's...
You know the way.
I still don't understand what that is.
She is a fake queen. Spit on the fake queen.
Oh my god! Oh my god, I finally got it!
What?
Yeah, no, I finally got it. Okay.
I don't think I've seen
it. It's VR chat.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know.
Those videos.
It took me a couple.
So, anyway, guys, that's a craze that's been happening. It's coded as a game. Man, I've seen a lot of people in it. Hilarity
Does
is
everybody
sparse.
Even have a VR headset in that game, or is it just, like, avatars?
I don't know.
Because if that is true, then there is a lot of people with VR headsets, and that would conflict with the sales of HTC Vives and Oculus Rifts, because I don't think there's that many.
But you can get those cheap ones, too.
Unless they... I mean, they could have, like, the... It could be, like, Gear
VR. We have
VR.
A Samsung VR, yeah.
Because, like, it could be... I don't know about... I have no idea about VR chat, so I don't want to make any educated guesses about it. I'm just going to look it up, because I can.
Oh, that's a good...
I was going to say, they're not educated guesses if it's conjecture, dude.
Oh, PSVR is
a lot of
one.
People... A lot of
Because there's a lot... There's a lot of PSVR out there. It's crappy, but it's VR.
Yeah, that's true, though. Is, in theory, VR, yes.
And a lot of people like Kana Kobayashi, but don't know who she is.
VR... Top article from Kotaku one day ago. VR chat is not the cyberpunk future we dreamed of. No, it's a lot of Ugandan knuckles.
So, guys...
Sorry, all those videos just rushing back to my head.
We've officially run out of topics.
No, we haven't.
How about we do a What You've Been Playing?
Half-Life 2, Episode 1.
I saw that.
Half-Life 2, Episode 2.
I saw you playing Half-Life.
Half-Life 2.
Episode 3.
Black Mesa. Oh, Counter-Strike.
Black Mesa number 3.
Really, Dave?
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm almost about to hit 1,000 hours in that game.
That's very typical.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The,
you were talking about the...
The majors, yes.
Wait,
there is...
You've played more Counter-Strike than I have Terraria?
Yes.
That is intense.
Dude, I play this thing every day. I've been practicing. I've practiced my aim. Because, yeah.
That's intense.
I'm at 870 hours right now.
When did you start?
Last year.
I've had 5 years to build up mine.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you, like, I have 500 hours in Kerbal Space Program, and that happened over a year. I had 700 hours, because, well, it's an RTS, and when you turn on any RTS, you're on there for at least 10 hours a day. Right? Yeah, you ever sit down for a 10-hour roller coaster tycoon, you know?
I have totally
and just
done that.
End up with a park that is so full of roller coasters that you can't even see what the ground was anymore?
I've played a game so long that I was like, why is it night now?
Why? It's dark out.
Wait, it's Roller Coaster Tycoon an RTS?
Kind of.
No!
Kind of.
It's a management!
It's a simulation. It is strategy, though, because you have to, like...
I assume strategy means you're playing against someone.
Oh, shit, I want to talk about They Are Billions.
No, I want to talk about They Are Billions.
Well, I want it.
Eat my ass.
No, I want it. What the fuck?
Can we get back to Counter-Strike?
Jimmy, can you get that for me?
Air Billions?
They Are Billions?
Oh, there. I thought you said Air
Speaking of billions, Bitcoin Billionaire is a game.
Is it an idle clicker?
It is an idle clicker.
And it's driving up the prices of graphics cards everywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck you, goddammit, 1080s are now like $1,200.
Then get a 1080 Ti, which is only $800.
Okay. Yeah, what a deal.
What a deal.
I think I got mine for less than that.
You had a 1080, not a 1080 Ti. Yeah, and it doesn't right. work because your motherboard's busted.
Get wrecked.
What?
Yeah, but have you ever seen a computer that runs just off of its graphics cards? You can't see anything because it doesn't work.
It doesn't even have a power supply.
It's just a graphics card. I'm just staring at it.
How hard would it be to modify a Raspberry Pi?
No, it wouldn't work. It is,
are you sure?
It is far too slow. It is far too slow because okay. the fastest bus speed on the Raspberry Pi is like 80 megahertz, and the graphics card literally runs about 1,000 times faster than
okay,
that.
Okay, but hear me
so
out.
You'd have to like.
What about use, two what? Raspberry Pis?
If you overclocked them and water cooled them, phase changed. Ice, just put dry ice on your CPU.
So, Cassie,
would that work?
Have you been
no.
anything?
Don't try it.
No, because I'm
just
too busy
working.
Too busy.
Aw.
Bathing old people.
Good excuses.
I haven't had to bathe in a minute.
Have you had to touch any old men genitalia yet?
Not old men.
Oh.
Some genitalia, man.
Wow, that's gay.
Gay.
Man, just 2 more weeks.
Yep. Then you get something way better.
Weeks. How old were the tacos?
I don't want to talk about
that.
HIPAA, man. HIPAA.
All
right,
Em?
Don't talk to me about what I've been playing. It's been Love, Nikki, because my computer doesn't work.
And what is Love, Nikki for the rest of the class who doesn't know?
Go on Facebook. They advertise it all the time at everyone.
They advertise it on Bloons, too, which I've been playing as well. Bloons? Yeah, I've been playing Bloons City again.
You like Bloons Tower Defense?
It is.
Bloons oh, man, that brings me back.
Yeah. Alright.
But it's Congregate. The city
you know what?
Version.
Cool math games, dude.
Cool.
That.
Okay, but there Bloons
that's where
five?
It's at, really.
That was where it was.
Bloons 5 is the shit.
The original desktop tower defense on Redbubble.com was the best.
Redbubble, like the... Are you sure? Because Redbubble's a
not
t-shirt
Redbubble.
Site.
No, it was Red Zeppelin. Red Zeppelin.
Wait, isn't it Red 2? I don't know.
It was...
No.
That's a different tower. And that's not defense. That's just...
That's
wrong.
Attack.
That's just wrong.
Offense, really.
They're war crimes.
I guess they're catching, not pitching.
Aside from Love, Nikki, what you've been playing? Because you have been playing...
They are billions.
Love, Nikki sounds like something you'd find on Red 2.
That's
I love Nikki on Red too.
Surprisingly accurate.
Nikki 6? What? So there's a lot of noise and then a lot of silence. I played a lot of They Are Billions right before the quarter started. Quarter started this week. See you guys in 4 months,
right?
So you know what I played this week? I played Financial Derivatives and I played what was it? Fucking Finance for Finance for Small Entrepreneurial Ventures, or whatever the fuck that class is called.
Do you want
to? But I also played Microsoft Word 101.
You want to know? You want to know what I played in class? I played How to Count with Triangles and How to Bend a Pipe.
Did it?
Why do you need to count with triangles?
Because that's how you bend a pipe.
Oh.
Because
one,
if you want
to skip a few, pipe is bent.
Because if you want to know the way to bend,
do you know?
You
the
gotta
way?
Use.
Do you know the way?
You gotta know the way to how to bend, because 30 sine of 30 is equal to 2, or cosecant 30 is the ratio of 2. So if you want to raise your pipe up by 10 inches, you have to make a 20-inch long mark, and then you go 30 degrees on either side of it with a big pipe bending jig.
Easy there,
all
Dave.
I do is go to Red Tube and it raises my pipe.
See? Electrician problem solved. Or is it swimming?
See, the thing is, you never want a bent pipe, because that means that you're doing it wrong.
Aren't they all a little bent, though?
Mine is straight as an arrow, but I'm not going to talk about that here.
Little to the left, honestly. I mean.
So, I've been playing their billions, and that's about it, because my computer's fucked. And hopefully, we actually, the person at Asus was super nice.
You want to talk about the game some?
Because they live chatted, like, the shit out of all the possible troubleshooting methods. So that was nice.
Did they ask you if you knew the way?
I think we talked about it last podcast, right, hun?
Did we?
Yeah, well, we talked about Christmas stuff.
I hadn't played it yet.
We talked about Christmas stuff.
No, you haven't played it yet either, because you were, for some reason, refusing to sync your Steam.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a match.
Really, really good, and I probably should before... Oh my gosh, excuse me.
For you, Swamp.
Yeah, before if the quarter really, really starts to pick up, I probably should play it, like, one last time. Just because I'm not going to have time. But it's...
James, you would like it.
It has, like, a Civ... Like, specifically a Civ 3 feel.
You mean Age of Empires.
And yeah, Age of Empires. But honestly, like, Civilization 3 is what it brings me back to.
That's a game that I should...
kind of that.
It's download like legally
$3.
To play.
Dave, it's $3 on Steam.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to legally download
What's
it.
What's it like?
It's an RTS.
Yeah. It is a real-time strategy game in a steampunk world where the world is humans and zombies.
Oh, is it cool. real-time? Is it real-time?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Civ 3. I'm like, there were zombies now?
Sounds fun.
And that one's turn-based.
What?
There's mods.
Is there?
Yeah, there's also one for dinosaurs. No joke.
Yeah, but weren't dinosaurs alive when the pyramids are built? Because the year is 6,000 years old, guys. Come on.
Do you know the way?
Can we get zombie dinosaurs?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Do you know? Vampires?
You just came up with the new genre of shooter game.
Speaking of advanced warfare, back to Trump.
Would T-Rex be able to shoot with his little arm?
No, they have the little extension. The T-Rex has the little arm that you grab where it's like 3 feet long and you can just pull on the handle and then the claw just crimps down on the end.
He's always got good trigger discipline.
That was a t-shirt. It said, I have unlimited power, and it was a T-Rex with one of those little claw hands.
I'm just imagining now this T-Rex with, you know how the claw can somehow get, like, tangled up and stuff?
Yeah.
He's like, let go of the claw, so the claw is just a little bit away from him, and he's
like, it's like how we watched
like the Robinsons
on Red Letter Media. Yeah. They talked about that movie where...
Meet the Robinsons.
The guy, there was this guy was and his wife who go, they're older, and they go to this resort to kind of bring the spark back to their marriage, and so they're about to, like, they're about to fuck. They're about to fuck, and he's, like, about to, like, lean over her. He handcuffed her to the bed, and he's kind of, like, leaning over to start doing the dirty, the old, ugly bumping, and he has a heart attack,
and
so he collapses onto the floor, and she's handcuffed to the bed.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of going into her past for some reason, kind of reflecting on her life before she dies handcuffed to a bed in the middle of nowhere. So.
You missed one.
Wait, why is she...
out of sequence.
Why is she dying?
Well, she's handcuffed to a bed in the middle of nowhere.
Oh. Yeah, it's a resort where they're supposed to have privacy there. So no one's coming to get her.
Where was he?
And she... Well, this is a movie. So I don't know exactly where.
Does she end up dying?
I don't know.
We didn't actually watch it. We watched a review of it, and
you know
we were...
You know The Ring?
Yeah.
Like, the horror movie where you watch the video, and then 7 days after you die? I saw a killer... What?
I've never seen it.
No, but you've seen the trailers
you
for it.
Like
no.
A scary
it isn't,
movie.
No, it isn't very good, because it's just... It's one of those, like, oh, I'm going to make a horror film to make money, and people are going to go watch it because it's just a horror film. But they're just ass. I hate modern horror movies.
Why would you die?
You know
the only... Well, that's the thing. It's a shitty plot. It's a shitty story. It's a shitty premise.
Unless you share it with someone
that's,
else.
There's a
unless
lot of
you...
frames or, like, things to copy it where it's, like, a girl with black hair with... the hair is, like, in her face, and she's walking towards you, and she's really pale, and...
Yeah.
That's from that.
Oh, no! She needs conditioner! Run!
That's from The Ring. That's
why?
You've seen The Ring?
No, but I've seen Scary Movie, and I know...
Basically the same thing, really.
That's what they were copying.
Equally stupid. I love that movie.
Basically,
how many scary movies have there been, and are they still making
There's lots of scary movies.
It's a damn shame they stopped at 3.
There's lots
Wait,
of scary...
Wait, you actually think that they're good?
I think they're entertaining. They're not good,
but they're funny.
I think that there is no good horror genre beyond Shaun of the Dead.
There's psychological.
Have you seen
horrors.
The other ones of that?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, Day of the Dead was good. Dawn of the Dead was good. Shaun of the Dead was good.
The other ones from that.
From what's
Something
his
name? Something of the Dead is pretty much just it's solid. You go.
There was, but it's Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and
the End of the World.
Sure.
It
I'm trying to think
it's
of a guy's
the
name.
End of the World 1.
The guy who's in those? Arthur Dent?
Romero. It was a Romero.
George Romero.
George A. Romero made so many good zombie books and movies, and I loved him.
He pioneered the genre.
I loved him.
People shat all over it after him. In fact, if you saw what Rob Zombie did, you would not think of Super Beast the same way.
Cool.
Fucking it, what?
You've seen House of the Dead, right? Don't fucking watch it. Do not give him any more money.
Why?
Rob Zombie?
He does not deserve it for fucking that movie at the very fucking least.
What if I torrented it?
I've seen
that's fine. Yeah,
one movie with Rob Zombie, and it was... It wasn't even scary. It was just, like, really gross. Awful movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Do you know what's kind of weird?
Living Dead Girl. Sorry?
So, horror movies and stuff like that don't really stick with me, but sort of not like psychological thrillers. There's kind of a movie that that comes to mind when I think about, you know, just movies that kind of just kind of creep you out almost. And it was this low budget bullshit movie that I watched.
Rose Red?
No. Fuck Rose Red. It was like this movie where like 100 people were abducted basically by aliens or whatever. I don't know what the fuck. Basically, they're all put in this room. They're all standing on a platform that they can't move off of. If they move off of, they die. Move off of the platform, they die. It's like every hour or every 10 minutes or something like that, they have to vote. Basically vote someone off the island.
They just remade that movie, except for it's an office, and they threaten to kill everyone in the office if they don't kill themselves.
But if there's no incentive to get them off of the platform because they'll die, then why would they vote to get them off?
That's exactly it. Well, it's like,
Does the platform get smaller?
If they step off the platform, they die. If they don't vote for someone, then they die.
Yeah.
So then, it's kind of like, so you have to pick someone.
Die.
Yeah, that sort of situation.
Okay.
Like, that's
everybody's
sort of
not going to vote for themselves. So that's
exactly. So of course, if they vote for just like someone randomly, then there's a possibility that they will have the most votes for people voting randomly. So they actually converse with each other and choose who to vote off during the course of the movie. Basically, they start talking about their history and why each person deserves to live versus the other people. Yeah,
you're old. What do you sort of shit to live for? Anymore?
Exactly. That sort of thing.
So okay. So then, why not just get an ethics professor and talk and get him to just lecture you for an hour? Because that sounds just as boring.
The psychological
Jesus.
Bullshit there. That, like, is that it's 100 randomly selected citizens.
There's no psychological thing to
like
that
kids
though.
Too?
That's like
who do you vote for? Like if you're forced to vote for someone, who do you vote for?
Take an ethics class. I mean, just as easy.
Take an ethics class, Trump voters.
Hypothetically speaking, you should vote for yourself.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, John.
Nobody else votes for you. I just feel like
that's what I'm saying. If you don't vote for anyone else,
what if you just don't want to deal with it? So you just jump on the platform.
Well, then if everyone else
vote for sweet common death,
if they start with 100 people and they all vote for themselves, then literally everyone dies.
No. I'm not saying that everyone votes for themselves. I'm saying the one person in that situation should vote for themselves.
If you want to live.
If you want to live.
But then you're being selfish.
But then what if everyone?
Then you're
going to
get voted off, and you have one more vote. What?
I mean, there is a hypothetical situation.
Then if you vote for yourself, somebody else votes for you, but everybody else votes for themselves. It's the classic Pirates of the Caribbean, every pirate votes for himself.
Well, what happens?
From episode 4, when they said every pirate votes for himself, but Jack Sparrow voted for the girl and she won.
Episode 4.
The dead man's chest.
The hypothetical there, though, is that...
A new pirate?
A new pirate.
I see what James is saying. Every time that someone is voting for someone, you start making these lines and alliances without even meaning to. You're like, okay, you're with me again, right? Because we know these guys gotta go. You and me, we're on the same team. We're clearly not gonna vote for each other, right?
Again,
so you get this psychological...
It's just an ethics class in a single movie, because you're talking about... Oh, old people got to go first, so let's get rid of them. We are young.
Yeah,
let's vote together.
Is that more ethical?
That is an ethic. Like,
I don't think it's
logical,
that's
the thing
is
that it isn't it isn't whether or not it's ethical, because then you're questioning whether ethics is ethics.
Well, that's why it's
but the thing
psychological.
Is,
I don't think it's trying to teach you like an ethics class. I think it's just trying to get you to think about it.
That was me that time.
It's not like trying to get you to say you should think this way and act this way. It's just like trying to get you to be like, what do you do? Like,
well, and that's the whole purpose of those situations. It's kind of like the movie The Strangers. It's a stupid fucking movie.
It's like The 100.
But it haunted me at the end because of one line. Girl, before she died, is like, why are you doing this to us? And they said, because we can. Just a little reminder, hey, there are fucked up people out there that do cruel things because they can.
Then just watch Star Wars.
Law and Order SVU.
What?
Dun dun. So, anyway, guys, with that charming note, we're going to go ahead and call it a podcast here. Leave your comments in the likely places.
You know, where it says comments, that's where you put your comments. Just FYI.
You want to know the true psychological horror? America, today.
Also, guys, I'm so sorry about the Podomatic app. What the fuck is with those guys? Come on, Podomatic, get your shit together. I know you listen.
Alright. Podomatic, right?
Right?
Podcasts, right?
Fuck those guys.
Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Yep, see you in the same place, same shithole.